Last year, a school nurse in East Moline faced a moral dilemma when a diabetic student lost consciousness in her office. Now she's trying to make sure no other school nurse has to face the same tough choice. Dusty Rhodes has that story.
Low blood sugar can usually be cured with orange juice and a granola bar, but those snacks weren't working for the seventh grader sitting in Jennifer Jacobs' office.
Her blood sugar actually kept falling, so we kept pushing the snacks.
Jacobs is a nationally certified school nurse with 30 years of experience, 17 of those at Glenview Middle School. She was on her lunch break when the student came in, so her assistant, a licensed practical nurse, started the treatment.
Within probably 5 or 10 minutes of my returning from lunch, the student fell on the floor, wasn't seizing, but was tremoring, and her eyes were rolling back in her head.
Jacobs applied glucose gel inside the student's cheek, but those meds just slid right out of her mouth in a stream of drool. The student was crashing.
It was beyond anything that we could do.
Well, it was beyond anything they could do legally. Jacobs and her assistant both knew there was one more medication made specifically for such emergencies right there within reach. It's a hormone called glucagon, and once injected, it can help a diabetic recover from a crash.
It stimulates the release of stored glucose or stored sugars in the body. So this helps to raise their blood sugar very quickly.
The problem was the only glucagon kit in the office belonged to another diabetic student, not to the seventh grader drooling on the floor. Could they use that glucagon kit to treat this student? To Jacobs, that wasn't even the right question.
If this was going on, I'm thinking, well, I could lose my RN license for this. I could lose everything. I'm putting the school district at a huge liability risk. I mean, it could have been hugely detrimental, but how do you not do this to save this girl's life? How do you not? It just comes down to that. How do you not?
So, time out. What could be the outcome if you didn't?
The progression for untreated severe hypoglycemia would be seizures, and to stop breathing and to die.
Jacobs made a split-second decision. She grabbed that glucagon and injected the student. Paramedics arrived and had to administer a second dose of glucagon en route to the hospital.
This girl was crashing so severely that the one I administered wasn't even affecting her. Think what would have happened if I hadn't have used that one. That gives me goosebumps. That makes me nauseous.
You said that the student's family had not provided one and you'd been asking for one. Why had they not provided one?
There are so many reasons, so many obstacles. When you're talking buying all of the supplies needed for a diabetic to manage their diabetes, the cost is astronomical. And this family not only had their seventh grade daughter, but they have an eighth grade son. And the father and the mother all have diabetes. Three of the four are insulin dependent.
Jacobs called the other student's family immediately, and the school district replaced their child's glucagon the next day. The girl who experienced the hypoglycemic crash made a full recovery. But for Jacobs, that's not a happy enough ending. She persuaded her state representative, Democrat Michael Halpin of Rock Island, to file legislation allowing schools to buy glucagon and keep it on hand.
It just makes sense. We have a school-provided inhaler for students that have severe asthmatic reactions, and schools have EpiPens for severe allergic reactions, and we have Narcan to be used for opioid overdoses.
Halpin's bill has cleared the House and is set to be heard in the Senate. It's gotten unanimous approval at each step of the legislative process, so lawmakers apparently agree with that split-second decision Nurse Jacobs made that day. As she would say, how could you not? I'm Dusty Rhodes.